Hello, welcome to Positive Parenting Podcast with Olu. I am Olu, your host. You're listening to the Tuesday tips. Every Tuesday, I share some quick tips on parenting techniques that will help you become a better parent to your kids and also help you to improve your relationship with your children. Because as we all know, it's not easy being a parent, whether it's a toddler or a teenager. My goal is to help any parent that wants to improve their relationship with their children, because young children who grow up with a secured and healthy attachment to their parents stands up a better chance of developing happy and content relationship with others in their life. And so if you know someone or a parent who can benefit from these messages, please share it with them. Today, I'm going to be talking about how to create a list of age-appropriate consequences for bad behavior. So, consistency, as we all know, is one of the more important keys to addressing your children's behavioral problems. So, the tips I'm going to share with you today are personal to me and personal. Also, bear in mind that your family is different from mine and mine is different from yours. For example, depriving my son sweets or dessert at dinner won't work on my son, as he does not really care so much about sweets. So as a result, my list of age-appropriate consequences for my son might look a bit different from your list and that of your friends. So you should focus specifically on coming up with a creative consequences to fit your child. So here are some tips which may help you with the process. First of all, get a pen and a paper. Make a list, including it your child's name, age, love language, and his favorite things. Make a second list, including it all the blessings your family enjoys, treats, family outings, toys, game, screen time, game time, school clubs, football, dance classes and music classes, and family night out, etc. And then match them up together. So I'm going to start by giving you an example. Example one, I have a two-year-old granddaughter named Martina. She loves ice cream and imaginative play with her mom. Atina has started finding it funny to throw the dolly while playing with them. Mom tells her to put away the dolly. Mom puts the dolly away as well and walk away, telling Atina, "You will not be playing with the dolly because you're choosing to throw them about. You may try again tomorrow to play with the dolly if you do not throw anything the rest of the day." The following day, if Atina plays with the dolly without throwing them, she gets 10 extra minutes of dolly time, as well as the reward ice cream for a job well done. So, the end result in Atina's brain is she's thinking at the moment, she's thinking X behavior made life no fun, no dolly, no playtime, no ice cream. I don't want to continue to do X behavior because Z behavior made mommy happy and gave extra dolly time and ice cream. I want to do more of Z behavior. So that's an example one. So I'm going to give you an example two now. I have a 16-year-old son named Michael. Michael loves video game and playing football. Lately, he has not been tidying up his room. He's lazy and unmotivated. So the other day I let him know he would not be having access to his games, screen time, or allowed to play football until the room is cleaned up to my specification. Whether that takes one day or 2 weeks is up to Michael. However, until he does what he is told, he won't be doing much more than eating, doing schoolwork, and sleeping. So what I'm trying to say here is that when you train and teach your child that every good thing available to them is a blessing and a privilege that has to be earned, they can take responsibility for earning privileges. toys, screen time, treats, and every other thing that children love to do, don't show love to your child. Those are things. Things are privileges. Special events and family times are privileges as well. Your family must stand for something. So dear parents, your hugs, your kind words, your time, those actions shows love, and your child should never go without them. So anyway, my final thoughts, make some lists, write down the ins and outs of your child's is, of who your child is, what your family stands for, and how you expect it to be represented. Then set standards and expectation accordingly. Please feel free to leave some comments or subscribe as you listen, please, and share with other parents. And thank you so much for always listening. Until I see you next week, bye for now. Thank you.